Hungry Howie's knows there's nothing better than pepperoni pizza, but the question is, which pepperoni reigns supreme? Now, you got the crispy, classic cupped pepperoni, you know, the satellite dishes, big fan. But why choose one when you get both? They got a pepperoni duo coming up. See, this is more up my alley right here. Pepperoni duo, you're getting the classic cup pepperoni, plus the original, plus 100% real cheese, unlike a lot of these other places around town. Get a large pepperoni duo, $9.99, only at Hungry Howie's. You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Well, we're not talking about Valpo and New Mexico State, so we'll move on. Let's go Saturday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Georgia laying 17.5 to LSU in the SEC title game, and your job is to attempt to talk me out of taking Georgia.
That's the lean.
The spread suggests what we think. Yeah. LSU is trash, hot garbage. They lost to Texas A&M, and even if you want to say, oh, a little look ahead, they'd already clinched, it still doesn't make sense. Texas A&M is awful.
Yeah, and here's the other
thing. They beat a bad Bama team and a way overrated Ole Miss team. They were blown out by Tennessee in their place in Death Valley.
Oh, by the way, all three of those games were in Death Valley.
Right. So LSU is overrated, and Vegas is agreeing. You said 18.5. Here's the other note for motivation and what does Georgia care?
Hell yes.
Georgia seniors who were with the program go all the way back to their freshman season where they were humiliated in this game.
Oh, my God.
37-10 by Joe Burrow and company.
A little bit of a reach here.
No, but those guys have been with the program. And I'm not making this up. They've publicly spoken about it and looking forward to facing LSU and wanting another chance in this spot.
Here was my football reason. I just kind of view Jaden Daniels as welfare Hayden Hooker. Hendon Hooker. And the reason is...
Maybe the welfare version is Hayden Hooker.
Yeah, his brother.
Yeah.
But look at the way Georgia plays defense, and I think there's some comparables here. And obviously, Daniel's a better runner than Hooker. They're both good. The ability for Georgia to go man across the board, the ability to then have the extra player in the box, shadow, spy, call it whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I look at LSU, they still go through these spouts where their offense completely disappears. And if Georgia's remotely dialed in and they decide, all right, it's championship time, it begins now, I actually think the number is indicative. Yes, the numbers are built to balance money. I'm making a point. I think a lot of people see 17.5. They go, what a value, Bobby. I view this like they know Georgia's going to put the hammer down and Cinderella's about to turn into a pumpkin or whatever shit that story's about. I'm going to take Georgia lay 17.5. I think they are a matchup nightmare for LSU.
Isn't there a carriage, I think, turns into a pumpkin?
Who gives a shit? Okay. Somebody call the Uber.
All right. I'm not playing it, but I like your cap.
Okay.
That's the lean.